Loyola Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He's ready to rally again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Incredible what's going on. I feel so good.
President Trump says there's little sign of coronavirus infection anymore, if any, and he plans to be tested again today. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, the White House physician's memo yesterday said the president could return to public engagements on Saturday, and last night on Hannity, President Trump credited the treatment he received.
And I'll tell you, I took this Regeneron. It's phenomenal. And Eli Lilly has something very comparable. It's phenomenal. And it's a whole new day.
He said his team is working to set up rallies in Florida and Pennsylvania. CDC guidelines say people who have mild to moderate cases of the coronavirus most likely remain infected no longer than 10 days after the onset of symptoms. Dr. Sean Conley's memo says Saturday would be the 10-day mark, Dave.
Now, Tony, the president also told Hannity again he will not show up at next week's debate in Miami now that it's been changed to virtual, not in person, saying that it helps Joe Biden.
They'll be handing him the answers just like he gets when he asks. I mean, he does news conferences. He does them, and they give him the answer, and they give him the question.
Now, the president is planning a rally Thursday instead, and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden now planning an ABC town hall in Philadelphia that night. In Florida, a federal judge just this morning denied a motion to extend voter registration after a computer crashed on Monday's deadline. A lawsuit claimed thousands of potential voters might not have been allowed to register. Hurricane Delta will hit Louisiana today on the same path Laura took 6 weeks ago, and that damage isn't fixed yet. Fox's Caroline Shively in Lake Charles near
a pile of debris. That's what's left of the roof of the apartment building we're standing next to. It is filled with boards and shingles and old rusty nails, and when Delta hits, we expect that to go flying.
They gave out the Nobel Peace Prize this morning to the UN's World Food Program, honored for combating hunger during the COVID outbreak. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
13 people are now charged after a foiled plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and the Democrat blamed President Trump in part.
Just last week, the President of the United States stood before the American people and refused to condemn white supremacists and hate groups.
Well, the President told Fox last night it was his Justice Department that foiled the plot, and he tweeted, Governor Whitmer's done a terrible job in the corona crisis locking down her state. It's back to court today for Illinois teenager Kyle Rittenhouse, who's fighting extradition to Wisconsin to face charges for killing protesters.
Prosecutors say the 17-year-old fatally shot two protesters and wounded a third days after a white police officer shot a black man several times in Kenosha. His lawyers in a court document filed Thursday say Rittenhouse acted in self-defense and sending him back to Wisconsin would, quote, turn him over to the mob. Critics say Rittenhouse added to the tension by brandishing a weapon during the chaos. Others see him as a champion of Second Amendment rights, a legal defense fund for Rittenhouse taking in millions of dollars in donations. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
There is now a lawsuit in Michigan after a woman who was alive was pronounced dead.
They're suing for $50 million. The family of Tamisha Buchamp is telling the city of Southfield to pay up. The 20-year-old with cerebral palsy suffered from breathing problems back in August. Paramedics responded but mistakenly pronounced her dead with the help of a doctor over the phone. The lawyer for the family says Tamisha was placed in a body bag, left without oxygen, and suffered brain damage. Funeral home workers ultimately realized she was still alive. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks may rise again. Dow futures more than 100 points higher. In baseball's playoffs, the LA Dodgers, Atlanta, and Houston all advance. New York beat Tampa Bay, so the Yankees and Rays will play a Game 5 finale tonight. In the NFL, Chicago edged Tampa Bay 20-19. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday. Good to have you listening on ESPN 93.5. Your weather forecast for your weekend, brought to you by your friends at Gerber Collision and Glass, reminding you to wash your hands after returning home from any occasion. We're open and now offer contact-free estimates and repairs. Gerber thanks our own essential team members working hard to deliver safe collision repairs for you. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Up to 83 today. The record in 2018 was 86. If perhaps we break that record and get a little warmer than we thought, we've got a low of 60 into the evening tonight. Clear conditions, partly cloudy coming into Saturday with a high 82, low 57. 80 the high on Sunday, down to 62, partly cloudy again. Then a chance of rain coming into Monday, which is, I guess, Columbus Day?
I guess so. Monday?
Kid has the school day off, so.
I thought we were against Christopher Columbus
too.
Now. I thought
that take should. Take that statue down.
Holiday should be banned, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
52 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right. Nice to have you along here. Nancy Pelosi's going after the 25th Amendment on the president today. They're going to set up a commission because the president is not mentally sound, so we have to continue to tear him down and make sure people know what they're voting for. This is all retribution for Amy Coney Barrett in the hearing that begins Monday to make her a justice on the Supreme Court. And Joe Biden responds to packing the court. I don't think 3% of the country has any idea what that means. But essentially, there are three powers of government, legislative, executive, and judicial.
Mm-hmm.
The judicial is the Supreme Court, which has had 9 members for 150 years.
That's right.
They want to put more people there to offset the conservatives that are already on there. And the 5-4 or 6-3 vote now that the conservatives will hold. And so they want to put 4 more liberals there to give them the majority in the Supreme Court, making the number 13, not 9.
So why is it in 2020 we can change the rules like that?
Well, you can do it anytime you want. You've always had the power. Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to do it in 1930-whatever. And they decided it wasn't a good idea. But because of all that's gone on here in the last decade of politics, so much vitriol, hate, and division, they want to change everything. And you've seen the far left and how far they are with the no borders, no prison, no police crowd. And that's a real thing, folks. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said it again yesterday. They want to reinvent everything. They want to put more money toward other things and not police and not borders and not prisons. That is their goal. So, we'll get into that. Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka at the bottom of the hour. Looking forward to getting all of the sound that I have prepared for you here this morning. Very happy now to welcome to our radio program an American hero, retired Navy SEAL, 10 years as an enlisted Navy SEAL, 10 years as a SEAL officer. He is a tough man, Lieutenant Jason J. Redmond. Jay, how are you?
Stevie, good morning. How are you up there in Illinois?
We're doing fine, and God bless you, sir, for your service to your nation, the best country ever. Thank you.
Amen to that. A lot of people don't realize it. It makes me sad to see this crazy attack on the very ideals of patriotism. But hey, it is what it is. We will drive through. We will overcome. It's what my book talks about.
Why did you write it, Jay?
Well, I've had a pretty unique life. I mean, I've made it through Navy SEAL training, did a whole lot of amazing things, worked in the drug war down in Central and South America, went on to become an officer, screwed up as a young SEAL officer, a young leader, just allowed arrogance and ego to get in the way. Thankfully, I had some great leaders above me who said, hey, we can groom this guy. He can be a good leader. And started a whole new journey on that path. I went to U.S. Army Ranger School. Really learned what it is to become a leader, and then found myself fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, and got on the receiving end of a very vicious enemy Al-Qaeda ambush in Iraq in 2007, was shot 8 times, went on, wrote a famous sign on my door, Finished my military career with 21 years, went on, started several businesses, and just my life has been a series of overcoming, and this book is the how-to. So many people would ask me, man, you've had so much, you know, overwhelming adversity. How did you do it? And this book is the how-to to that.
Book is titled Overcome, Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. Lieutenant Jason J. Redmond, what is the status of your body now, Jay?
Well, I'm pretty banged up, but, you know, the interesting thing is, and I talk about this in the book, and even I'm guilty. I went through a period of time after my injuries where I don't know what it is about human nature. We focus on what we used to have. We focus on the past. If I achieved the level in the past, we want to get back to that level in the future. The problem is, if you've had a grievous injury, sickness, illness, or even just age, slows us down, we have to figure out our new 100%. So even though I'm banged up, I tell you what, I am always pushing to reach my new 100%. We're actually doing this interview. I'm at Extreme Studio Performance in Dallas, Texas, getting my workout in, because I know that physical leadership is one of the best places that you can push outside your comfort zone and get better.
It must tear you up to hear the way people are talking about America right now.
You know, Stevie, it's dumbfounding. And you know what it is it's a lot of people that have never been to other parts of the world. They take for granted how great America is, and it is just sad. America was built on freedom and opportunity and sacrifice. And yes, so there's some areas of our country we can be better. Unequivocally, everyone is. No one is perfect. No country is perfect. But I tell you what, we are better than any other country that's out there. And, you know, I have friends from many other nations, and some of them take offense to that. And I said, you show me another country that in 244 years has become as strong and capable and enabled other countries around the world to be better than America.
Any urge to run for something, Jay?
Maybe someday. My wife and I have an agreement that I won't do anything for the kids that are out of the house. You know, Stevie, politics has become so vicious, nothing is off limits. They'll go after your kids, and that's, I just hate that. You know, I feel like there should be some boundaries to politics, but there are no more. And they will find anything. If your kid did something, then, you know, they'll attack your kid and do whatever they can. It's just sad. It's a sad state of affairs. We're so divided. We need good leaders. I mean, I'll give a shout out to my friend Dan Crenshaw. Dan is an amazing example of pointing out the facts, having conviction in his beliefs, but not instantly attacking. He uses facts as his offensive, and he does it in a very even-mannered keel, and I believe that's what we need.
Yeah, Congressman Dan Crenshaw, yeah, he's a good man.
Nice.
When you were in that ambush in 2007 and got 8 bullets and had dozens of surgeries, you were fighting for my opportunity to wear a MAGA hat or an Obama T-shirt without getting hurt. It's changed, Jay. It's changed. It's crazy.
It has changed. And you know, some of it, we've done it to ourselves. I've talked to some of my friends. I mean, Stevie, I'm guilty. I'm guilty because what we've done is over the last 30, 40 years, we have allowed political correctness to become the tone of the nation. I'm definitely a conservative, but I'm probably more liberal in my social views. And my mindset is, hey, if you're a contributing member of our nation, and what you're doing does not negatively or legally impact other people, then that's what freedom is. But some of these individuals from these groups are just beating people up, and we have been quiet. The silent majority has just been quiet. And instead of voicing it, saying, hey, you know what? That's fine that you have your view, but you're not going to beat us over the head with a bat with it. But we haven't. We've been so quiet. We've just sat back, and I'm guilty. So now is the time. The silent majority has got to step up, but we got to step up in a smart way. In a way where we try and bring people together, just like Dan Crenshaw. I was appalled last night to see these yahoos in Michigan, you know, that were like, hey, we're going to try and capture or kill the Michigan governor. I mean, that's, you know, that, all that's doing is inflaming the division we already have.
Yep.
Decisions like that.
Yep.
And so, you know, you've got that on the right. And then, of course, you have Antifa and Black Lives Matter movements on the left. That's dangerous. I've watched this happen in other countries, and they've devolved into civil war. And I, you know, the last thing I ever want to see again is war, especially not on my own soil.
Yeah, I understand. Well, yeah.
What do you say to people who are trying to overcome their own battles with your book, Overcome? Maybe it's, you know, they're quarantining too long, or they're just frustrated with this chapter of life, or trying to lose weight, or whatever.
So overcoming always starts in your mind. One of the founding principles of the book that I talk about is the X. And the X is the point of any crisis, attack, adversity, catastrophic event in your life. America, the whole world is on the X in 2020. And in special operations, I learned the only way to survive, the only way to get better, is you have to get off the X as quickly as possible, which is the opposite thing that most people want to do. Most people want to dwell on the pain, the misery. They want to look back at what they lost. They want to find someone or something to blame. None of that is conducive to getting off the X. Getting off the X is looking forward, setting new goals, and slowly moving toward those goals. It's also controlling what you can. So many people focus on the things you can't control. We can't control coronavirus. We can't necessarily control all the division that's in our country. But what can we control? We can control ourselves. We can control our positive mindset. We can control not being horrifically negative to every single person around us that may not share our same opinions. Instead, you know, we just try and bring people together, and we be positive, and we focus on our own lives and getting off the X. It starts in your mind. It starts with action. I teach a whole, it's called the REACT methodology in the book. It's a step-by-step process that anyone can use to get off the X and move forward in their life.
Lieutenant, I'd like to have you back sometime, my friend. Well said, well done.
Hey, thank you, guys. I'm honored to be on. I appreciate it. And big shout-out to Illinois. I'll tell you, a lot of my surgeries were in Chicago, my facial reconstruction and nasal reconstruction. An amazing doctor, Dr. Robert Walton. So big shout-out to him right out of Chicago.
Listen, Jay, we'll have you back. I appreciate your time, my friend. Thanks for being the warrior you are. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Book is Overcome. Crush adversity with leadership techniques of America's toughest warriors. Lieutenant Jason J. Redman, Navy SEAL. And yeah, he was ambushed in 2007. Struck by machine gun fire, took 8 bullets. First hit him in the left elbow, then in the face, entering his jaw and exiting through his nose. Dozens of surgeries.
What a story shared on ESPN 93.5.
All right, 7:17, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, coming up in 10 minutes or so. Let us check our sports headlines.
Well, the Bears win. Looked like Tom Brady was a little confused at the end of the game on what down it was, with him holding 4 fingers up in the air.
Tom, that was 4th down.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Go take a seat.
Well,
it's
and
over.
They did that thing where it's really quick and running the clock and then going, that's quick transition. On
hurry
the
up offense.
Right.
Yeah, well, you have to count to 4, Tom.
Is he getting too old for the games?
I don't know, but he got confused and thought it was 4th down when that would have been 5th down, Tom.
Right, and thank goodness.
Go ahead and take those seats next time, Tommy.
As a Bears fan, I totally agree. With Carlos Santos hitting that field goal at 1:17 left on the clock. Bears win 20-19 over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, not so much for that town yesterday, as the New York Yankees beat the Rays 5-1. That series is tied at 2 apiece in the deciding Game 5. We'll move into tonight on the American League side. Houston Astros move on, beating the Oakland A's 11-6 yesterday. The Dodgers advance with their 12-3 win over the San Diego Padres, and Braves swept Miami, and they swept them in the series. It was 7-0 yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So, did Miami score?
No.
In 3 games.
I don't.
There goes the Miami's never lost a series in baseball playoffs, but there that goes.
Well, that's the Reds.
They didn't score.
Wow.
Well, that was 3 games Miami didn't score.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, Braves are pretty good. I don't think they'll beat the Dodgers, but they're good.
Back to football. Sunday, it looks like the Broncos and Patriots game will be moved to Monday. This COVID-19 and these positive tests. That's the case for Tennessee and the Buffalo Bills. Now they're bumped to Tuesday at 5. alternative at this point. And we have the Blackhawks, who decided not to re-sign Corey Crawford, who was part of the Stanley Cup in 13 and 15 for the Chicago Blackhawks.
Weather brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine. Get free injury evaluation at Carl Sports Medicine's walk-in clinic. Call 217-383-9500 or visit carl.org/sportsmed.
Up to 83 with sunshine. What a great way to wrap up the week. 60 are low into the evening tonight. Up to 82 and down to 57. Partly cloudy tomorrow. 80 the high on Sunday, down to 62. Just a slight chance of showers late and coming into Monday. Right now, the temperature's at 52 on ESPN, 93.5.
Okay, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. We have a Stever to tell you about. Stand by. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. 7:20 on this Friday.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Honda is redesigning its sport utility vehicles and trucks. The company is updating its models to meet demand for vehicles that have a more rugged off-road image. More than 70% of vehicles sold in the U.S. last year were mid-sized trucks and SUVs. It's launched a new ad campaign today. Aluminum maker Alcoa is restructuring and will close a money-losing plant in Spain and will lay off more than 500 employees. British-based bank HSBC says it's working toward net zero carbon emissions by 2050. That means it would produce enough renewable energy for its own needs. This week, JP Morgan also committed to invest in clean energy and work toward net zero emissions by 2050. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and make it Hammer Time with Bill Hemmer.
Steve Cortez, senior advisor, Trump campaign.
I believe that there is a reluctance of people to say they're going to vote for Donald Trump because of the unfortunate cancel culture that's so pervasive in our society. There can be sanctions against people, social work sanctions, otherwise. I don't want to rely on this, but I think it's reasonable to posit that there is a certain Trump reluctant voter out there.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5. We do have a Stever this morning. Stever is the program where that you spend my money and then you keep the stuff.
Yeah.
So today, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be Moe's, which is our Southwest Grill right on Neal Street. It is delicious, amazing burritos, but that's not all. They have meal kits. Now, we are obviously in an age of trying to play sports with no people watching, maybe family and friends, or family, whatever it is at Memorial Stadium. So we're going to have home gating, I guess.
Yes.
Can't do tailgating, can't do Grange Grove and all the fun stuff.
That's right.
So home gating, why not get a meal kit from Moe's?
I love the idea.
I think they're like a nacho taco thing. There's a fajita meal kit.
Right.
They feed 4 to 6 people. So meal kits are like $40, so I'm going to give like 5 of these out today. So if you would like a meal kit from Moe's at 7:30, 7 minutes from right now, the Stevie J Go Stever website will open up. So you go to Go Stever, S-T-E-V-E-R, unique name for the program because when the kids were growing up, I'd said, we're going to the moon, I have a ladder. They'd say, easy, Stever.
I love that story.
And the kids, I mean, they're like 8, and they're easy, Stever.
Wow.
Always made me laugh.
Exactly.
So, gostever.com, because this is kind of crazy, where some radio guy hands you money and says, would you go over here and eat? Well, what do I have to do? Well, use it. I do require that you use it within 7 days, and I do require that you tell me what you thought of your experience.
I think people like that part.
I think they like being that Junior Roger Ebert kind
exactly.
of give me the review.
Tell us your opinion.
Yeah. And let us know if it's bad. I need to know that too.
Right.
Because sometimes I got to let Stever clients go.
Well, our Stever partners certainly benefit from these comments.
Sometimes
I've
got to let a person go. So sometimes I tell them, your report card is not good. We don't allow that.
Okay.
You have to stay in on the weekends and work on this.
On Moe's Southwest Grill, it's going to be no problem.
Now, a meal kit. So there you go. GoStever.com if you're somehow, and we have an amazing number of people that have signed up for the program. By the way, emails are coming your way as well. On occasion, I have other deals that I email and say,
yes.
If you'd like XYZ, here's the deal. Let me know. We're going to take a few people. And so when you sign up and put your bogus email or some eighth priority email, don't forget to check it, because there'll be incredible offers on your email as well that you'll be wanting to check. And of course, when I send that first one, it'll say opt out. And if you want to opt out, of the million emails we've sent, they said five people want to not hear anymore. That's fine. And we honor that and respect that and get the heck out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you miss out on hundreds of dollars of stuff.
Right.
So anyway, keep track of the Stever email. Don't go to sleep on the emails, because those come from time to time. I think there's one going out this morning to some of you. And that's not an all comprehensive. We just handpick, some here and there. It's a random thing.
Uh-huh.
GoStever.com. Your chance to get this.
Welcome to Moe's!
Yep, Moe's meal kit for your home gate coming up. It's a kind of a, since you have to use this in 7 days, it's a pre-home gate. But what can I say? It'll train you to go to Moe's and actually pay for it.
Exactly.
I'll get you on this one.
Uh-huh.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World can take care of the appliances. If you want to go online to Appliance-World, would you just punch that up?
I will.
Appliance-World, see what comes up first. There might be some major deal I missed this morning.
Uh-huh.
Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Dennis Reakin and his family have had this for years and years and years. It's been in the area since 1977, so over 40 years of just appliances. They don't do anything else but appliances, so they've got them. They specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And, of course, you cannot beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow! And I'm looking at the deals on the freezers that are in
stock. What do they got? What's the Dick Van Dyke freezer? You got a number on that, or they just show you the picture?
Click on the... but now I'm getting...
I have no idea what a freezer costs.
So, one is $349.
A freezer for $300?
Frigidaire.
What's wrong with that? How big is it? How many cubic feet? I have no idea what a cubic...
5.0 cubic feet?
No idea what that means.
Chest?
Okay, so it's 5.0 cubic
foot.
Right,
that opens at the top.
Right, that's what you want.
Yeah, especially if you're a side of beef and, extra stuff for the holiday.
So $349, I can probably get a lot of meat in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I know they got a lot of good freezers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, since 1977 on Neal Street, as you drive toward the mall before the I-74 interchange on the right-hand side of the road. It's Dick Van Dyke. It says Appliance World at the top there.
I want that. We need a hotkey of that, too.
It's from Napoleon Dynamite. And she whispers it. So I've checked it.
Right. Was it the Tupperware party?
Yeah, it wasn't a party.
Yeah, okay.
Uncle Rico had it and said, if you buy this, I'll give you this ship. And it was a model ship, like a sailing ship. And she whispers to her husband, I want that. So they buy all the boxes of Tupperware to get the cheap ship.
Right.
That Uncle Rico has.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Napoleon Dynamite reference, and the hotkey would be too soft when she says, I want that.
You're right.
Can't hear it.
But we do have the Joe we need to work out there. Come on, man.
I do have Joe ready to go here for Johnny and Mike. So stand by if you want to hear a good come on, man.
Okay.
It's dizzying, all that's going on here in the final days before the election, where people are voting. I guess they did shut down Brookings over here because somebody got corona.
One of the voting judges.
Okay.
But tested positive. But, within hours, I think they did their sanitizing and things like that. And the person wasn't really close to anybody anyway and was all masked up and abiding by all the CDC protocol.
Oh, I'm just waiting. I go to Meadowbrook Church at near Duncan and... Kirby.
October 19th for the early voting.
I'll be doing that.
Mail-in votes across the nation, over 5 million now already. So
people
have decided.
Yeah, people have totally decided.
I haven't decided.
You haven't decided
what
you're voting for?
I still want to see these debates, but it's too bad they're talking virtual.
You could make some coin on this because people are looking for undecided people.
I'm actually needing to pull up my vote on the website or, you know, ballot and decide on a lot of these other candidates.
Okay,
so that's mainly where I'm
undecided. It doesn't matter on president. It doesn't matter, sadly, in Illinois. Because we're blue, no matter what.
That's true.
So it really doesn't matter. That's why I'd like it to be broken down in districts where the 13th congressional would be one electoral vote. And if you vote for Rodney Davis and he happens to win, that would be one vote for Trump if you voted for Trump in this district. It'd be broken down by district so that my vote might count for president, which it hasn't in decades.
Well, the contentious races right now, obviously the 13th Congressional District, we had the debate earlier between Longrigan and Davis earlier this week, but also the tax. You know, I want to read more about that.
The fair tax is rich people only, but asterisk, they can change it when they want. So the only question is, do you trust Springfield? If you do, vote for it. If you don't. And I'm not voting for, I don't trust them. They're not, you don't think, they gave themselves a raise in July during the pandemic. Would I trust them to not go back to my income bracket and change it? Sure, initially it's rich people. Do you think they'll change it? The answer is yes, they'll change it. And how much you want to bet on that? That's why I would never vote for, because I don't trust Springfield. Sorry. I felt better. Okay, Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka are coming up next. It's ESPN 93.5. Yeah, they can change it.
Sometimes I just poke
the
bear.
They change it. It's not fair. I tell you, it's not fair.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, recovering from the coronavirus, says he's ready to get back to in-person campaigning.
I think I'm going to try doing a rally on Saturday night. If we can, if we have enough time to put it together, it's incredible what's going on. I feel so good.
The president with Fox's Sean Hannity again says next Thursday's debate with Joe Biden is off because organizers want it held remotely as a coronavirus precaution. President Trump on Twitter says Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has done a terrible job, but that he will not tolerate any extreme violence. 13 people are charged in a plot to kidnap the governor and other government officials and overthrow state governments. She says President Trump encourages right-wing extremism like this.
When our leaders speak, their words matter. They carry weight.
The president in April called for Michigan to be liberated from Governor Whitmer's coronavirus stay-at-home orders. America's listening to Fox News.
Betsy Londrigan is lying to you.
I have not taken any money from Speaker Madigan.
The truth is, Mike Madigan spent nearly $300,000 to elect Londrigan. Londrigan also takes money from corporate lobbyists, even Big Pharma, breaking her promise not to accept corporate dollars. And those negative ads against Rodney Davis? Paid for by corporate cash. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan is lying to get elected. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is taking on the special interests in Washington to get results for us, holding Big Pharma accountable and lowering prescription drug prices, taking on the big insurance companies and protecting those with pre-existing conditions, defending our rural hospitals and our healthcare jobs. Rodney Davis is fighting to ensure that every Illinois family has quality, affordable healthcare.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign and officially get to a better state with State Farm. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan,
Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Abundant sunshine. Boy, is it nice and summer-like coming into the weekend. 60 our low tonight, up to 83 tomorrow with partly cloudy conditions, down to 57, 82 the high on Sunday, partly cloudy. Chance of rain late and coming into Monday where there's a high 76. If we get up to 86 today, we could break that record from 2018. Temperatures currently at 52 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Friday. You're looking live, Estes Park, Colorado. Brother Johnny. Johnny!
Stevie J, yes, sir. It's beautiful out here in the mountain.
Away from Hurricane Delta, which is now a Hurricane 3, hitting shores on the western side of Louisiana tonight. Coach Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, all-around superstar in Chicago. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good,
great,
guys.
Great having you on. Big news, ladies and gentlemen. The Chicago Bears are 4-1 for the first time in 8 years. They beat Tampa Bay last night 20-19. Tom Brady thinks he's got a fifth down. He loses track. Tom, the game's over. Tampa Bay loses to the Bears 20-19. Bears, I'm telling you, Coach, not bad team.
They're good. No, they're very good. I mean, I got a good coach. They got a good team. They're playing well as a team. The one side is picking up the other side. So you got to like what they're doing. I mean, that's the way you win. You don't. It doesn't have to be beautiful. It just got to be done.
Well, I had the Bears in my pool, Steve. I picked them. I had an inside information. The last 10 years, every time the Saints need the Bears to win, they win. Good job, Bears.
Well, that's the first time Tom Brady's ever lost to the Bears. He was 5-0. So that's 5-1 now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Way to go, Tom. Lost track of the downs. He thought at the end of the game he had a fifth down. He said, isn't that fourth down? And no, that was it. And Khalil Mack wreaked havoc in that backfield, and Tom Brady took some hits last night, Coach. But hey, the Bears are 4-1, pretty good.
No, they're good. I mean, I think they're very good. I mean, because they have a it's not one guy doing the job. It's the offense, defense, special teams. Everybody's pitching in, so they got a real team effort going right now.
I think that was a big game, too, Coach. It really gets you going when you kind of put it together and start to get confident.
But, John, you're right, but it's tough. Week to week, you got to get yourself up and get ready to play, and when you do that, you got a chance. But if you're not up every week, you're going to get beat.
To the mailbag from Karen, dear Stevie, thank you so much for you and Diane's enlightenment each day. Love when you and your brother and Coach Ditka are on too. Thank you, Karen, to the mailbag here this morning. Okay, to the audio tape this morning, Nancy Pelosi wants to set up a 25th Amendment commission checking the physical and mental capabilities of the President of the United States.
Disassociation from reality would be funny if it weren't so deadly. And his people, these enablers around who are enabling death, the death toll to rise. We have to shed a bright light on what has been possible for months. I think that the public needs to know the health condition of the president. Tomorrow, by the way, come here tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 25th Amendment.
Coach, what do you think of Nancy?
Well, I don't think a lot of Nancy, but that's me, you know. I'm old-fashioned. I just think, I know she spins her wheels a lot. That's what she does.
I'll tell you, Stevie, if you want to talk about this association with reality, that woman needs a serious review. I mean, she is off the rails. And I'm sure she would think we need some 25th Amendment work, too, if she listened to the show. But she's nuts. I call her the Wicked Witch of the East.
Hey,
Chairman Wee, that's my new nickname.
Listen, if we're going to start that, could I not get a possible evaluation of the candidate on the Democratic side?
Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey, while we're at it, could we not check him too? Coach, would that be probably fair, I guess?
He's very fair. He's pretty amazing, believe me.
Well, the whole Democratic line. Steve, I'll tell you what, it's interesting. Chuck Schumer said something that I don't agree with Chuck much, but he's talking about our new judge, Amy Coney Barrett, and said that she's a young woman with a two-parent family, and she believes in the Constitution. She loves the American flag. She loves America. She stands for everything we've been fighting for the last 30 years.
He said that?
He said something to that effect.
He's got some wheels loose, too.
Okay, well, speaking of Joe Biden, yesterday they said, sir, will you pack the court? This would delegitimize the Supreme Court of the United States with 9 members since the 1860s. We've had 9 members. They want to put 4 more liberals on there so that they can overrule all the conservatives that are now on the court. If Amy Coney Barrett gets in there, it'd be 5-4, maybe 6-3, if you can count John Roberts anymore. But here's what he said yesterday. Packing the court means adding liberals, making the number bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is what the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic side said about this key issue.
They'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now, look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that election is over.
You'll know my theory on court packing when the election is over. If I say anything, Johnny, it'll be on all the papers. We don't want to distract.
Well, I mean, it's worked. Yeah, that has worked before. We'll pass the bill, then we'll read it. That doesn't work very well. And so I think the idea is, who do you vote for based on what they're going to do? Well, it's a surprise. So I don't know why you would vote for a guy like that to start with. But that's just one more reason. Whatever you think of Trump, he's put America first, coach, and we kind of know what he's going to do. And he's probably as solid mentally as any president I've ever seen. So I guess I disagree with
him. You know, if you look at everything going, the way everything's going in our country, it's going pretty darn well. I mean, you can find things that are wrong,
right?
And you can do it, dwell on certain things, but it's pretty darn well. The income, I mean, everything, it's pretty good.
Well, and then a texture just says the plan is easy, removal of Joe for the new female president. That's a texture that just came in. Do you think Kamala Harris would be the president eventually, or Johnny?
Well, I mean, I don't know what would happen. I mean, Joe has said he's one term, and I don't think he'd quit. I think he would. You'd be very surprised at Joe Biden. I just don't know what kind of surprise it would be, because I don't think you can predict what he's going to do. I don't think he knows what he's going to do. And so that's what's scary to me. So I know what Trump's going to do, and I think he can win it. Stevie J, I'm still saying he'll win, but we won't have to wait much longer now.
Well, Coach, I mean, it is just some of the things that are covered. They fact-checked Mike Pence the other night against Kamala Harris, and they said we're going to do a fact-check, and they only fact-checked Mike Pence. They didn't fact-check Kamala Harris. It's not fair. It's not fair.
Well, it's just pretty, you're right. It's interesting. It really is.
And then when Donald Trump comes back from Walter Reed Hospital, he has a message of encouragement for America.
I just left Walter Reed Medical Center, and it's really something very special. The doctors, the nurses, the first responders, and I learned so much about coronavirus. And one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
The media on the left blew a gasket.
Of course, you should be afraid of COVID, and how disrespectful that is.
And now we see this tweet, which is heartless.
Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it control your life. Yeah, you don't have to let it control your life, man, because you live in the White House.
It is insulting to every American who wears a mask, who's been laid off as a result of COVID.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Look what it has already done.
I am flabbergasted by that, and honestly, I cannot stop thinking about it.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Well, people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt about 1933 when he's encouraging people, Mike. I mean, what the heck? You can't encourage America without getting castigated and vilified? Come on, man.
Well, you can. It just depends on who's doing that. Who's doing that? If it's the Democrats, then it's fine. The Republicans is no good.
Well, I don't see how we would want that group and that mentality in charge of our military. We need to be afraid.
Running my barbershop.
He said, I wouldn't want him running my barbershop, Johnny. That's a good one.
That's right.
I don't understand. I guess I don't understand the deep hate. The absolute Trump derangement. They can't stand this man. He's a threat to their existence in the power grid that is Washington.
Well, he's not in that little inner circle, you know, that's all. He's outside that circle in Washington.
And he's a threat to what their vision is, Steve. The reason I like him is because finally someone came along and started saying the thing so many of us have been thinking for really the last 30 years, like Schumer said. And here he is, Coach, and he's just upsetting their playhouse. That's all. I don't even think they actually hate him. They're just absolutely terrified that he's destroying their life's work, which is to destroy our life, in my opinion. Don't forget, Steve, don't forget my number one political issue, which has been stop the Democrats in Washington before they kill us all.
You
and
said
I'm,
that
right
for
now,
a while.
Right now, I'm on the, I don't know if I've succeeded. I don't think we could do it.
Well, and the thing is, we all know Democrats, and I love them. My friends and I love that are Democrats, but the progressive, the Alexandria Ocasio Cortez that says no prisons, no borders, no police, that's not a Democrat. That's a leftist anarchist. Yeah. I mean, that's just not America, and yet they're dragging the great Democratic Party over the cliff, I think.
Yeah. It's really bad.
And I think that the Democrats probably won't make it this time because they've tried to make that stretch to appease that radical left and hold the middle, and I they've done a remarkable job, but I don't think they can pull it off because it's too far a stretch.
What happens though with the 25th Amendment? The president isn't sane; he's not physically fit, and Joe Biden's leading by 12 points, and he's gonna win. And so he must have cheated. Are they just setting it up for that?
Well, I'll tell you one thing: if they think Biden's the answer, they're really nuts. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, Biden, He doesn't even. And I look at leaders in the world and leaders in sports and leaders in business, and he's the furthest thing from a leader I've ever seen.
Well, and we've seen a lot of incoherent and deception and tricks and lies for 4 years. And if we're still drinking that Kool-Aid, then, Coach, we're going to deserve what we get. But
no question about it.
They're trying everything in the book. Yeah, and so Steve, they're not trying to hide it.
No.
I mean, it's not like they're, you know, they're being clever about this. And if we're buying into it as a group that's large enough to get Biden president, then we're going to pay the consequences. But well, they're a dangerous group of people. And I really think Nancy Pelosi has a reality issue herself.
If I go to the mall and ask people how they feel about packing to court, I bet you 3 in 100 don't know what that is. I mean, 3 in 100 would know what that is. That's it. They're just not. Yeah. And that's one reason he's not going to say it, because it would make headlines, and people might actually say, he's going to do what now? He's going to delegitimize our Supreme Court. Now, there is a way to stop it, and that is don't give the Senate to the Democrats. But I'm hitting all these polls, and I don't believe one of them, and yet that's the crux of the entire news story these days, is all about Biden's big lead, and Chuck Schumer's going to be the head of the Senate, and Nancy's going to keep the House. Hey, Johnny, as you said, if America wants to do it, and Coach, as you've said, you do whatever you want to do. If that's what you want, then you do it.
Hey, you gotta pay for the results, though. I mean, what comes out of it, you gotta understand, you know, and then you don't cry about it. But we've got great leadership
now. They're just,
the country's going in the right direction.
And they're masters, Coach. They're masters at propaganda, because Obamacare healthcare. You know, the $2,500 everybody's going to save, Steve.
Yeah.
It's roughly $7,500 more for everybody. There's 20 million people have health care, about 40 million who used to have it don't have it, and they've just completely destroyed the health care system in terms of economy. It's still a good health care system if you can get into it and pay for it.
Yeah, right.
In terms of what it costs. And they're masters of propaganda. They've made that an issue. They've actually, to me, the whole party should have just packed up and gone home after they sold that to us. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, it's been great. It's, look at the things. And Kamala Harris, by the way, she was talking how great that was. And, oh, no, that if she was Pinocchio, Stevie, her nose would have hit the State Farm Center in Champaign, and they were in Salt Lake City. So, you know, she was just one lie after another. But they'll let her get away with it, Mike. And then they'll nitpick.
That's the way it goes.
Well, and you got Amy Coney Barrett trying to get confirmed here and voted in as a justice of the Supreme Court before the election. The Republicans are trying to do it. The hearings begin on Monday. Here's hoping it doesn't turn as nasty as the Brett Kavanaugh hearing with a woman of her standing. I can't imagine how low they can go, but they've surprised us, not surprised us every time with stuff that is unbelievable, the things they bring up. So we'll see how she handles it. That begins on Monday. The President of the United States is back to his rallies this weekend. He's been cleared by doctors. How does he do it, Johnny? What kind of energy does this man have coming off coronavirus? He's going to fly to Florida, then to Pennsylvania. I don't get it.
Well, he's got a lot of energy, I can tell you that. And that's been something that nobody can deny. I mean, I don't even know how much he sleeps. But also, remember, he's been talking about not just the vaccine, but we can use the therapeutics, and the press jump on every single promising drug that comes up. Oh, no, it'll kill you. Well, he took a couple experimental drugs, Mike, right off the bat, didn't hesitate, I guess. I don't know if I would have done that, and look at him. So I think he made his point about we can manage it, and we don't have to let this thing dominate us and rule our lives. And that's the American way of thinking in my book.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
All right. Text in, why the Trump hate? It is the origin of prejudices. Why have people felt threatened by Buddhists, Catholics, Irish, Italians, Jews, Blacks, Hispanics, and now white males, etc.? Because it's not because is not reality. It is taught by those that feel it improves their status. Interesting.
Yep.
No, it's just... That's when you can't defend your actions, you attack the personality of who's calling you on it.
Yeah.
You know, that's a technique going on since at least Roman day. You know, that goes back through the course of human history.
Well, as Johnny said last week, there is institutional racism in America, and the Democrats have been doing it since 1828. So that's that was last week's statement. So,
and that's right. And so I think we're just going to have to work through it and try to improve things. But I think with the progressive agenda, it's the wrong path to go down. And it's not just wrong, it's a disaster.
Dangerous,
that Trump can hold on, Coach. I think we got a shot.
Coach, the next time we call you next week, you'll be in Naples, Florida. You'll be coming off of Thursday's round of 79. I know that that's how you'll hit the golf ball next.
Oh, I don't know about that. I really don't care what I score anymore. I'm just going to play. I know that.
That's right. And you're going to hit some good shots. And like Stevie J, you'll hit a few bad ones, which I hit all the time. But I appreciate you, Mike. Always a pleasure, Johnny. Thank you for both being on.
You guys take care. God bless you both.
Love you both.
Hey, bye-bye.
We'll talk to you guys.
Thanks, Johnny.
Coach. From Estes Park, California, Brother Johnny from Chicago this morning, Mike Ditka, brought to you by Max Twin City Recycling. Thank you, Max. Coach will be in Naples next week, so he and Diana go golfing every single day.
Nice.
And that's good, because they're not doing that in Chicago.
Right.
I mean, they live right off Michigan.
Right.
In a high rise, and there's not a lot of golfing in the high rise.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be great to hear about Coach getting out, moving his body, and swinging a golf club at age 80. ESPN 93.5, thanks for the text in during our conversation with Mike and Johnny every Friday morning at this time. Here's your weekend weather.
All right, up to 83, a nice way to wrap up the week and get into our weekend. 60 our low into the evening tonight. We've got a high of 82 tomorrow, down to 57. Partly cloudy on Sunday with a high 82, low 62. We're currently at 53 on ESPN 93.5.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the bar!
We have a Stever. It is a Stever sighting. This is the program where Stevie J gives you my money, and you spend it. And today is from Moe's Southwest Grill. We are giving out the meal kit, kind of to illuminate the fact that that's what you ought to do before Illinois football games.
Sure.
Is go to Moe's and get a meal kit that serves 4 to 6. There's a nice fajita meal kit that would be very nice with the soft shells and all that.
Yes.
So Moe's has these. They're like $40, serves 4 to 6 people, which is a bargain.
And if you're like my family, some people just like meat and cheese. Some people like it loaded up with everything or guacamole. So when you get the meal kit, they can create their own.
There you go. So Moe's, and I'm giving out 5 of these meal kits at gostever.com. You click accept. The window is open till 8:30. And then you'll get an email if you win one of these. There's going to be a lot of people that want one of these.
Sure.
I do.
Why not?
Gostever.com. Gostever. In fact, I'm registered.
Can you go on during the news?
Anybody
at the
would
top
notice
of the hour?
That. Gostever.com. Click accept. And good luck with a meal kit from Moe's. I want you to hear another clip of this Navy SEAL we had on earlier this hour. Did you hear that? Are you just tuning in?
Redmond.
Jay Redmond was ambushed by Al-Qaeda in 2007 in Afghanistan or Iraq. I'm not sure which.
Quite a story.
He's written a book about Overcome. It's called Overcome.
Combat operations in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah. Anyway, really, really enlightening and uplifting, which is always good in this day and age. And so I want you to hear a clip. If you missed it, I'll play a clip here of that interview we did less than an hour ago.
And words of encouragement for all of us. We all have stuff. And if we just can face it and get motivated and move on, maybe this is the weekend to start that.
You can text in at 359-2255. You can Facebook message us if you'd like. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back. The news will be next. It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. 3 before 8.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure. I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands Inc. Your heating and cooling system works hard for you all year long to keep you and your family comfortable. That's why it's important to have it maintained and serviced regularly. Our techs are ready to help you with all your indoor air quality, humidity, and filtration needs. Visit LandsInc.com today for specials on a brand new train system for your home and to see for yourself why it's hard to stop a train. At Lands Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
What if you could buy groceries and help those in need at the same time? By shopping at Salt and Light Urbana, you partner with us in helping people right here in our community while also shopping local. Our unique model creates opportunities for folks to get the food, clothing, and other resources their family needs through volunteering. This affirms their dignity, confirms the skills, gifts, and abilities they have, equipping and empowering them in the process. Our participants earn store credit for every hour they volunteer, whether it is a gallon of milk, a loaf of bread, a pair of shoes, or a warm winter coat. Our folks get what they need without the cost of their dignity. What our participants thank us for most is not the stuff they get, but for the opportunity to work, the opportunity to contribute. Regularly buying some of your groceries at Salt and Light Urbana will help others to feed their families while you feed yours. Salt and Light. Shop, donate, change lives. For details, more information, visit saltandlightministry.org.
You're listening to WSJK